Hi, Jenna. It's Robin here.
Hey, Rodney. I see you asked Sean and I about the Harris case that's going to 35 hours a week. That already went to 35 hours a week.
Latrice Harris, you said?
Yep. You asked about it an hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I was... Oh, yeah, as for you know, they were going down since a specific
okay,
date
open,
there, you know, right?
Open HHA, because you don't have to ask if something changed. HHA, it's going to be, you can just look at what's there currently.
Okay.
All right, so.
All right, I'm in.
So let's see what's there. First, you're going to go to authorizations.
Okay.
And we're going to look at, I see that the hours have been, appeal requested for the continued hours, appeal requested for the reduction. Denial was issued to approve 35 hours and denied 21. Participant appealed on 116. This is the note on January. Therefore, the appeal was timely, remain at 56. Let's look at February. Participant, the request for appeal is timely, participant remain at 56. Currently, he's going to stay at 56. Unless the, because it's currently still appealed, still in appeal. So they actually reversed everything for January and on. So we could open all the visits in January that were adjusted from the 26th and on, and you can change last, you could change this week's as well to the full 8 hours a day. And
okay.
The appeal will probably be finished, like, momentarily. Like, it won't last through next week. Before next week, we'll see what happens. But they get the 8 hours. They get the eight hours a day for now fully. So I'll open last week and give them 8 hours, okay?
Okay, no problem.
I just want to see. You see that author note and the units. You see it says max per period, and that's a month time?
Yeah, 224.
Yeah, so like, for example, February. So 224 divided by 28 days times 7 for the week, and that will give you the week's hours, which equals 56, right? Because there's 28, there's 7 times 4 is 28, so there's 4 weeks. So you could just do 224 divided by 4, which is 56.
Okay.
You understand? So
yeah,
all the information is there. One last thing, click on general on the top in the patient file.
Okay.
And you can scroll to the most recent auth and contract things. If you scroll down to the dates, you'll see that the most recent thing happened on January 21st, where the authorization was edited for an increase due to the appeal. Okay? So that's what we have currently. It doesn't matter what she says, and it doesn't matter what an SC says. Until this changes, nothing happens. There are rare exceptions to that rule. Okay, this was adjusted back. I guess for whatever reason, let me just see Smartsheet's notes. The authorization edit, Shauna must have missed it. I think this happened on the first day of her vacation, and she must have missed the authorization to go back up for appeal, but let me double check the notes.
Okay.
Let me just double check Smartsheet's, Harris, Latrice, effective, temporary, spoke to, left voice message to reach the trees. Oh, there's no notes. All right, yeah. So I don't know why Shauna didn't put in a note on this. My guess is it was during her vacation. So it is what it is. All right?
Oh, I got you. I got you. But
yeah,
I mean...
This was edited on 121, so we can so that they could continue the 56 hours a week. So we have to give it to her for last week and obviously this week as well.
Okay. I mean, will I adjust it or you will adjust it now? I mean, for me, I have to keep it open.
Week. You can adjust last week. You can adjust this week, though. Once it's billed, you can't do anything. I have to do it. I'll take care of last week's.
Okay. I'll take care of them for this week, okay? Thank you, Yuna.
Patrice Harris, the 26th through the 1st, needs all visits open due to appeal. Okay, I'm doing it now. I'll take care of that privately. This week's, you have to manually adjust the time. You can do it in the appointment sheets very easily.
No problem. But, I mean, I only adjust this week, you said, because, I mean, we will know next week what happens with the appeal, right?
It's usually within 10 days. So since she appealed on 116, they were probably notified on like 120, 121. So I'd be very surprised if payroll comes next week before we know what's going to happen. And it's a 99% chance of her getting reduced, but it won't happen. It'll be a future date. So it'll be like mid-February sometime.
I got you. I guess that Shona will notify me if it was denied, like it happened like with the last case I had, right?
Yeah, the Shona or I will let you know. We'll notify
you. Okay. I'll take care of that now.
Very good.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.